Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. Hosting.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Yes, hello. Thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Prince of All Hosts, V. Coming at you. The Republic Broadcasting Network. That's right. And the show is brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right. Freedom of Speech Social Network. That's right. If you don't have a profile, well, you better get on and get one. It's our online civilian militia. You like your free speech? Well, you're not going to get it on Facebook. You're not going to get it on YouTube. So get on TLBTalk.com. Yes. Do apologize for the having to have the alternate show on yesterday, but very, very under the weather, still dealing with some health issues, so I will be bouncing in and out of the show, doing a live show today, because I previously have had a guest scheduled on for tonight, and you know, we're gonna go ahead and get into it, actually. My guest's name is Joseph M. Leonard, who's also known as J. Leonard Detroit. I like that. He's an author of Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you. Born 1960, very much a person of the 1980s. That's a definitely unique way to put that. he's a lifelong resident of Wynedoe, Michigan. I used to live in a town, and the city, the street next over to me was named Wynedoe. Nobody can ever tell me the actual pronunciation. Everyone I asked about the pronunciation of that has told me something different. Yes, Joseph is also a former information technology professional, political conservative with issues. He's a blogger, speaker, writer, and vlogger. All right. And he's a holder of many copyright materials. And of course, it looks like he's all over social networks. So now we got to get him on TLBTalk.com. Yes. So, Mr. Leonard, are you... Uh-oh. Okay, you have to unmute yourself there so we can join you in here.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can, yes, most definitely.
Yeah, the old Verizon commercial, right? Can you hear me now? And yeah. The proper pronunciation of that is Wyandotte, the old Wyandotte Indian tribe.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Let's see. Now, you're the first one that's given me a pronunciation and background to it. So
right.
I'm gonna go with you on that one instead of the other pronunciations I've heard. All right. So, conservative activist, you. Before we get into your book and everything, I want to know more about your background. What's gotten you into being a conservative and this sort of things? What's brought you to where you are today?
Well, yeah, I became politically active at an early age, at age 16 in 1978. My godfather was the mayor of Melvindale, another Detroit suburb. He was kind of one of the last conservative Democrats of the time. There's no such thing anymore, of course, but back then there were still some conservative Democrats. And so we were a Democrat family. I was the first to become a Republican, and over the years dragged many of them kicking and screaming over away from the Democrat Party as they all finally... Well, they didn't all. Some still don't get it. But a lot of them finally figured out, yeah, it isn't the party of JFK. It even wasn't then. And it certainly isn't now. JFK today would not be allowed anywhere near the presidential nomination of the Democrat Party. So, yeah, I got involved early in age because of my godfather. And, of course, you know, I loved Reagan, helped Reagan get elected, and, you know, kind of just, although I say I am a conservative by nature, a Republican only by necessity, because there's no other platform that models the conservative values and the foundation of the Republic, hence the name of the party, Republican Party. People don't understand history. They don't understand why it's called that. And I am definitely all about a constitutionally limited republic, not a democracy. We're not a democracy. And I vehemently oppose this idiotic notion of turning us into a democracy like our claimed. The left wants us to become more like the Democratic People's Republic of China or the North Korean Democratic Republic. They call those democracies too, and they hold elections, but they're all rigged elections, just like the last one we conducted here. So that's the democracy they want to turn us into, and I vehemently oppose that.
Well, we have so much democracy that we're spreading it around the planet. Pretty soon, these mineral-rich and gas-rich countries in Africa, they're going to need some democracy soon. I know Uganda, which has found over several trillion dollars worth of gold... I can definitely see us giving them some democracy pretty soon as well.
Yeah, well, the earth could certainly use the gold. Now, if somebody could find $7 trillion worth of silver, that would be helpful too, because with all the technology the way it is, we need more silver almost than we need gold these days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really like silver. It definitely has its health benefits. I use colloidal silver at times when nothing else works. I can definitely count on some colloidal silver. Yeah, so I didn't get so involved in politics at such a young age, but I can definitely see how you got into it and the evolution of it. I mean, sound quite similar. You know, obviously, of course, a Democratic family sort of a setup there. Definitely first Republican myself. And yeah, it's just, I would definitely say by necessity as well. You know, people will call me Republican V, even though I'm more of an anarchist in the sense that I believe people should have self-rule, because if you have self-rule, then you don't need a government. And at these current times, I would actually rather have chaotic anarchy than to have the horrible corrupt government and establishment that we have. Because it's gotten out of control. It's ordered. It's criminal. Organized crime, I should say. You know, with the election frauds, Biden stealing trillions of dollars from the American people, leaving billions of dollars worth of military equipment in Afghanistan. Now he's pumped everybody full of vaccines. Now he wants to take away people's Social Security. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, Franklin said, when asked by a woman, "What have you brought us?" "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." And unfortunately, over the last 100 years, every decade over the last 100 years, the republic has been eroded. And a lot of it has to do with the stupid democracy garbage, like the 17th Amendment. That if we ever have a convention of states, the 17th Amendment needs to be repealed. The U.S. House of Representatives is meant to be the people's house, directly elected by the populace. And as part of our checks and balances of our republic, the U.S. Senate was the state's house, not the people's house. And the senators were before that appointed by state legislatures and should be returned to being appointed by state legislatures rather than directly elected by the people. So they bribe people for votes just like House of Representatives, Congress people do. The 17th Amendment was one of the biggest killers of the 10th Amendment, and it's got to be repealed.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I've not heard it like that before, and that's definitely something that should be looked at and explored. So I assume this is along the lines of what your book is about?
Well,
tell us about your book.
Yeah, my book doesn't go into that. I mean, it does delve into some politics and religion, of course, because terror strikes coming soon to a city near you. The main theme, the driving storyline, is terrorism, though there are many sub-themes in the book. And like general crime is an issue. Terrorism, obviously, killing, murder, other crimes of murder that aren't necessarily defined as terrorism. So I do delve into the fascocrats, as I call them, and the Soros-funded DAs and prosecutors letting people right back out on the streets. So we're seeing all this increase in crime. But the main storyline, we follow Martin, who is a Detroit newspaper man who decides to write a book about terrorism. So we follow him on his journey to write his book on terrorism, then delve into a bunch of other connect-the-dots fashion sub-themes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say, despite the title, Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You, and that subtitle is important because there's a lot of books that are called Terror Strikes, but Coming Soon to a City Near You tries to drive home the point that even though during the Wuhan virus hysteria, you didn't hear about terrorism, doesn't mean it went away. It was there. They were just the media was focused on the Wuhan virus hysteria, fear porn, and kind of glossed over that. So Coming Soon to a City Near You is a warning that it hasn't gone away. It's here. It's coming back, and it can happen anywhere. Like, I've got a sheet of paper here that I'd like to read from. Mass shootings. There's been more than 200 already this year alone, and not in all heavy populated places. Like, there was an Iowa nightclub shooting on April 10th. There was an Arkansas car show mass shooter March 19th. Vegas hookah bar, February 26th. Virginia hookah bar, February 4th. So, like, Iowa? I mean, that's the heartland. People, it can happen anywhere. And I'm like to say this about the book. Despite the main theme, it's not a book about death. It's about life and living, and those both foreign and domestic that would like to deprive you of your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So I'm not telling you to live in fear. I'm not telling you to build a bunker in your basement and become a prepper. I'm just telling you, live your life, but don't be stupid at the same time. You've got to be awake and alert to all the things that are going on around us.
Okay, well, so I know we got to take a commercial break here in a couple of minutes, but I want to, so try to get a grasp of this. You're writing, the book is from a perspective of another journalist, and the story follows him and his discoveries?
Yeah, Martin, a Detroit newspaper man. So although this is an international book, because terrorism is an international issue, there's a chapter on Toronto, Ontario, Canada, London, England, Madrid, Spain, Tokyo, Japan. So it's not just localized, but Martin's a Detroit newspaper man who decides to write a book that allows me to flow the story. And it's historical fiction. So I deal with a fictional storyline, but like those chapters I rattled off, historical fact is intertwined in it. And of course, a chapter on 9/11. Of course, how can you have a book on terrorism? That's the biggest chapter in the book for obvious reasons.
Okay. Now I got a better grasp on it. Okay. That's very interesting. You already, starting with that, you're definitely putting the twist on the brain there. I like that. This intellectual before you even, you know, pick it up. So,
well, I'm glad you say that, because, yeah, I always like to interject this too. It's not a shoot 'em up, blood and guts kind of book. It is an intellectual pursuit book. Like, Martin's book is to be called Terrorist Tracks. Tracks and other words in there having a double meaning, a double entendre, but certainly not in a sexual way. Like, tracks as in Sherlock Holmes following in the footsteps and tracking the terrorists, and tracks as in rail tracks, because rail systems are a big target of our enemies.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back for a short segment, then we'll take another break for a long segment. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
It is a myth that terrorism stopped during COVID. Unfortunately, mainstream media opted to prioritize pandemic hysteria over promoting all news. Terrorism continues. Simply hoping that it doesn't affect you is not a strategy. The new book, Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you, featured on The Author Show, is now available in paperback from bookstores, online, or as an ebook exclusively through Amazon Kindle. Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you, by Joseph M. Leonard. Order today.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, that's a heck of a promo.
Yeah, WAM, W-A-A-M, in Ann Arbor, their tagline is from the belly of the beast, because as you would imagine, Ann Arbor, that's where the University of Michigan is, ultra-liberal area, but WAM, W-A-A-M, is a conservative station. And yeah, I had them produce that radio ad, and that ran for a month. I did provide you a video, but that wouldn't work very well on the air because it's just music and visual, like closed caption. So I'm glad we caught that in time to not run that. It would have made no sense to the listeners.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I do the video stream, but oh boy, yeah, like I said, I've been under the weather and nobody wants to look at me right now. I can promise you that. So, yeah, we'll just have to leave it at that. So, and this is a subject that, you know, we're, so many questions about, because this is sort of the thing that I cover, being a targeted individual and someone who was put onto the NSA's on-shelf shooter program, you know, you're speaking about terrorism. What's your opinion on it being actual terrorist or just nonstop government psyopsis?
Well, the two don't equate, really. Yeah, I'm talking about actual terrorism motivated, although, you know, some of them could be influenced by PSYOP. Recently, I issued a press release after the drone strike of Ayman al-Zawa, no longer Heery, as I call him, since he's no longer Heery. You know, because we got to keep a sense of humor these days, too, so I like to joke. But the Salman Rushdie assault, I don't think was a PSYOP. I think that was a localized, radicalized individual striking out because of the Zawahiri raid. And then also under Trump when we hit Soleimani. So these retaliations are going to come generically from radicalized people wanting to strike back. And again, the Salman Rushdie thing is there. And it disturbs the bleep out of me that some on the left are saying, oh, Salman Rushdie's going to be fine. Losing an eye and probably the use of one arm is not fine to me. And trying to minimize the assault on him is pathetic, because the Khomeini issued a fatwa more than 30 years ago to kill him, and that's still in effect. So it should be no surprise that even after all these years, they would attempt to assassinate him. So these things are going to be happening. And like I say, terror strikes coming soon to a city near you. Any localized, radicalized person, look at Waukesha, Wisconsin, the Christmas parade attack. Waukesha, Wisconsin, not a hotbed of activity that you would expect a terror strike to occur, but yet it did. People, it can happen anywhere, and especially if you understand and read my book, the Tulsa chapter, because we had recently, like I said, Martin writing the book Terrorist Tracks being a double meaning, and tracks meaning railways, subways of that sort. We just recently had, and we don't hear in the news any follow-up, where there was an Amtrak from Kansas City to Chicago that was derailed in the hinterland, you know, in middle America, out in the rural area, in the middle of nowhere. Folks, these things can happen anywhere. Was that truck put on those tracks to derail that Amtrak an accident or a terror strike?
Okay. So do you make any distinction between terrorists and freedom fighters?
In the book, I don't go into that too much. I do have a blog on my terrorstrikes.info site. You can go to terrorstrikes.info/blogs. And one of the pieces I wrote there is indeed the one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter dichotomy, right? I mean, look at Osama bin Laden. He was a freedom fighter for Afghanistan, helped funded by us to repel the Soviet unprovoked invasion of Afghanistan. Well, after that war, he got a taste of the power and decided he wanted to control his own army, and decided to come after us. So he was a freedom fighter in our minds, of course, at one point, before he became an all-out global terrorist willing to strike anybody and everybody for his Islamic jihadist caliphate notion.
Okay, I got you. We got to do this commercial break really quickly, and we'll be right back.
To improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I'm on my way.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to go ahead and, if that's okay with the guest, open up the phone lines for any callers who might have any questions. Does that sound good to you, Joseph?
Yep, that's fine by me.
All right, so that means you guys need to call toll-free 800-313-9443. Once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. Or you can save us a little bit of money and use your cell phone minutes to call us locally at 512-248-8252. Again, that phone number is 512-248-8252. And, yeah, we'll just leave the boards open in case anybody has any questions for you.
That would be great. I'd love to take some questions from the listeners. I do a lot of podcasts that don't have a lot of call-in So so it's always nice to do an actual radio show where people can call in.
Yeah, well, typically I don't take callers till the second hour, but which means that it'll probably take some people a little while to call in, but we'll get some for sure. and yeah, again, this is just such a subject because, you know, I made the prediction. I think it was November 5th. It was right before Biden got elected. I made the prediction. I said if Biden were to get elected, we would see a massive increase of mass shootings. It would be the most shootings we've ever had in history. I made that prediction. Why? Because, again, I was someone that was pushed to do one of these shootings. I broke the psychological operation. I broke free of the program, and I've been whistleblowing on it ever since. So knowing that the Democrats are completely backed up and corrupted by this New World Order, and wanting to take our sovereignty from us, you know, and that's why all nationalists are being called Nazis right now. I'm a black nationalist. Am I a Nazi?
Yeah, well, like I said, there have been more than actually around 250 plus already this year alone mass shootings. So, yeah, I mean, they want it to promote their gun control agenda. We talk about trying to, what did he just do? They passed a bill to create 87,000 more armed IRS agents. Did they care to create 87,000 armed security guards for our schools? No, they don't care about
that. There's no money
that.
In that.
Yeah, they don't care about that. They don't care about your children. They want your children to die to push their gun control narrative to destroy the Second Amendment. You know, how people haven't caught on to this yet, it's so obvious in front of you. How they don't see it, I just don't know. I just don't get it. And I do discuss, as I said, I call them fascocrats. I mean, like, what was it? Not Begala, James Carville. No, was it him? Or I forget who, but never let a crisis go to waste, right? They actually create a crisis so that they can then peddle big government solutions. And I'm glad you said they call us Nazis because it's psychological projection. They are the Nazis. You can see their Hitlerian brown shirt troops wandering the streets. They're called Antifa and Black Lying Marxists and Occupy Wall Street. They are Hitlerian brown shirts. They are El Duce brown black shirts, they were called in Italy. You know, so they call us that, and I've got an article. If you could go to tinyurl.com/fascocrats, where I point out the DNC today has 28 planks that I'm not going to say are identical, but are the same. You know, they use much more flowery language than Hitler and the Nazis. But there are 28 planks, including gun control and socialized medicine. All these things are in the DNC platform. 28 planks from the National Socialist Deutschland Arbeiter Party, the Nazi Party platform. 28 planks are in today's DNC platform. And I back up what I say with facts. That's factual. You can look it up for yourself. You can find the historical NSDAP platform, and you can look up the modern day DNC platform, put them side by side as also with the Communist Manifesto, and you will see how it's all the same stuff. So they have to call us Nazis to deflect from what they cannot let people understand they are all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Calling the pot calling the kettle black, right?
Yep. There you go. Yeah. To put it simply, that is exactly right.
Well, Ed, I just hate all the human rights violations, all the resource grabs, and all in the name of fighting terrorists. So Yemen is the French Legion and U.S. forces have invaded Yemen to redirect gas from people in Yemen to Europe, all in the name of fighting terrorism.
Yeah,
what does that have to do with terrorism?
Well, Saudi Arabia, our ally, for better or worse, like it or not, and we can discuss 9/11, the hijackers were all Saudis. Well, they were all Saudis because bin Laden was also a former Saudi, recruited Saudis to try to implicate the Saudi prince and king in 9/11. That was a psyop, in a sense, from their perspective. I do not believe the Saudi prince and king had anything to do with 9/11, but we can and may never know fully because obviously all the intelligence information is highly classified. But you ask the Saudis, they will call the Yemeni's current government a terrorist sympathizer backed by Iran government. So I'm not entirely with you on the same page regarding Yemen.
Well, I think it's, it's written plain black and white. Because Europe is we're not having an energy crisis, but potentially we could because of our position against Russia. Now, we get most of our gas and coal, stuff like that, from Russia. But in order, and this is why the United States keeps trying to get Africa as a whole to back them up and to go against Russia.
Well, the United States,
the African countries don't want to do it. They don't want any part of it.
Yeah,
so the next move was to send in troops to go and steal the resources anyways.
Well, there's no need for that because the United States was energy independent just before Biden took office. He shut down the Keystone. He's killing coal. He's killing our own gas industry, our own oil industry again. We were energy independent, and for the first time in my lifetime, we became a net exporter of all forms of energy, and we could have helped Europe. There would be no need for the other nonsense or to, you know, make play off Russia against this. And we could be energy independent again, and Europe off the Russian teat of energy within a couple of years again, if we get a president committed to that.
Absolutely. But technically speaking, we still have more resources than the rest of the world.
Yes.
I understand it's the imperialistic plan to buy up everybody else's resources or make everybody else use up their resources so that we will be the last ones with the oil, the gas, the coal, everything, so that we will be the supreme power at the end of whatever time period. this century, the next century, or whatever, we will be supreme. Number one, the rest of the world will have to do everything that we say. That's the empirical plan.
From a strategic standpoint, that makes some sense. But yet, we have so much energy underneath our feet. There is no sense in harming ourselves like Joe Biden is with $4 gas down from $5. And he thinks we should kiss his hindside in thanks for doing that when gas was just $2 a gallon a couple of years ago. So there's no sense in destroying America's economy like Biden is over that strategic notion. There's enough energy here to still be energy independent and have more and be the last man standing in the long run. It's the globalist, you had mentioned it. It's the globalist mindset of the New World Order types. And it's not just Democrats, obviously. It's rhinos, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, so like I say, I'm conservative by nature, Republican only by necessity. I fight rhinos just as hard as I do fascocrats. But we can and could and should be energy independent again and undercut and cut the knees out from our enemies, including Russia, including those in the Middle East.
Okay. Well, you know what? We should go ahead and hit the phone lines here. Let's go with Ollie in Toronto, line one. You got a question and comment for us?
Hey, how are you, Brother V?
Doing all right.
Yeah. No, I heard the topic. Sorry, I wasn't able to listen to your show for a while, but I know you always talk dope topics. Yeah, this brother was talking about Yemen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, no one's sticking up for this country. And they're actually fighting these people on their own, and they're actually doing a good job, even though this France and all these other countries are stealing their resources, like how America's stealing Iraq's oil and Syria, and it's just the Jews run everything. And if you say one thing, because he's saying, oh, Nazis, right? But Nazi, the word, it comes from Ashkenazi. So it's these are evil people, and they're controlling everything, right? So we have to just, you know, be smart and stick together and know what's right and wrong. And if you look when you're talking about sanctions, and he's mentioning about Iran, but if you look at Iran, they've been sanctioned for how many years? Like 40 years? How are they still making it and surviving? And now Russia is being sanctioned, but Russia is actually making the most money because now their dollar is going up, and now Europe is going to be like Putin is telling be a cold winter for you because he can just turn the tap off at any point. And America, the most powerful country in the world, is now becoming the laughing stock of the world because you have a senile president who a lot of people don't feel he should have been the president because it was obvious that Trump should have won. But then you look at these people that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, he's not a good person. So it's kind of like a double standard. What do we do? Trump was supporting the vaccine. He betrayed everyone. Everyone was like, how can we support this guy now? He was doing so much good, and then all of a sudden, take the vaccine. You know, like, remember when Mike was telling me about it, and then I said, okay, fine, he's just doing it because obviously Pfizer's paying him, whatever, but I mean, how can we respect this person if he's still doing these things and then trying to pretend this, that, oh, there's going to be a civil war? Of course there may be a civil war. If Trump doesn't get reelected, then obviously they're going to know with this Dominion and all these things they're doing. And the vote rigging, they're doing it everywhere in the world. Like, they're just taking everything.
Well, Russia would not be able to have invaded Ukraine. They wouldn't have had the money if Joe Biden wouldn't have destroyed our energy independence. Russia and Putin is dependent on closer to $100 a barrel price That's where they're getting their funds. You mentioned Iran. Well, look at under Obama, who gave them nearly $1 trillion. Sanctions aren't really going to matter. Biden wants to create the Iran nuke deal again and give them even more money. And even if we're not giving them money, China is giving them money. So to pretend Iran is not a threat because they're under sanctions, it disregards what the rest of the planet does. Everything, it isn't in a vacuum. And
okay, who has nuclear bombs? Who has nuclear bombs? You know who has it. It's Israel. Who bombed the JS Liberty ship? Well, I think you know who that was, but I mean, we can't talk about that because then it becomes something called anti-Semitic, and then all of a sudden they ban you from every station and every broadcasting. You get revolted against because you're going against the agenda. Look, the problem right now is Russia was smart. They secured the main oil areas of Ukraine, and now they're laughing. They don't care about this leader who's an actor, and they put him in power. He's a Jew, and then supposedly running these Ashkenazis that are in power there for their military. If we look at who really should have won that election, then they went and almost killed him and then boycotted him and then disregarded all the people that were in the administration and put this evil dictator in power, laughing, doing the acting job. I think his name is Zelensky or something. I don't really know, but I know that he's a Jew. And how is the Jew?
No, he's not a Jew, and this is the usual anti-Semitism crap we always get. He's not Jewish.
Oh,
he's
so
not
he's
backed by the Jews.
Okay.
The Palestinians do not own that land. The Palestinians constantly attack Israel, but people like you will only cry when Israel strikes back because you are an anti-Semite. It's clear from this call.
Well, that's not true, but...
Your whole call, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. He's a Jew, he's a Jew, he's a Jew. It's all the Jews,
no,
the Jews,
sir,
the Jews.
You're under the wrong impression, and you're saying
we
the wrong thing.
We heard your call.
No, sir, you're wrong. And you're creating an agenda like this Ben Shapiro, and you're pushing this thing that is if the Palestinians
there
did something wrong.
Well, yeah.
Look, my question to you, sir,
hold on. Let's just make it clear. There are lots of different players to this game. Okay? So, I mean, everybody seems to have their hand in what's going on right now, and that's just world politics. So, but go ahead with your question.
Okay, my question is that why did the Palestinians do the Holocaust to the Jews? Like, why did they go there to wherever it was in Germany and kill these people? What did they do so bad to them that they deserve to do that to these people?
That's a good question. They did nothing to them. That goes back to the Articles of Zion. The Protocols of Zion, the anti-Semitism all the way back to France. Why are they trying to perpetrate another Holocaust? What are the Jews doing to them now, other than occupying the land given to them by the United Nations, land that was historically theirs to begin with?
You can't go on a false prophecy, sir. That's not their land. These people did nothing wrong. They're killing their children. It's the biggest outdoor prison. I'm a little bit lost, and then you're accusing, anti-Semitic, this, that. Actually, if you really read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, it actually tells you everything in the agenda of what these Zionists are doing. The real Hebrews, like Brother V told me, is from Africa. It's not from where you're saying, this is their land. It's not. It's the Africans' land.
Yeah, well, the Bible would disagree with you. But like V was saying, there's a lot of different players here. Now, I don't want to, I'm not defending all Jews here, because obviously everyone has their own agenda. And why wouldn't the Jewish people indeed have their own agenda like everybody else has their own agenda?
Well, first of all, the agenda is very clear. They're trying to wipe out the whole population by, like, for example, like Trump taking the vaccine and making people get the vaccine, and then all these people are dying, and they're not even showing you in the news. Look at the statistics in Israel of all the Israelis that took this vaccine. They're not feeling good after taking it. And now some countries are even trying to promote a booster shot. Nobody wants.
No, nobody wants them, and I agree with you. I refuse to take it. So now you're blaming the Jews for Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson.
I like how you're changing the topic. First of all, who is promoting it? It was Trump. He betrayed us. And now he is promoting it because of his nephew or his, the stepson. No, sorry, the son-in-law. And obviously he's not a good person, too. He's a pretty evil, like, demagogue himself.
Well, I agree with you that Trump betrayed us regarding the vaccines, though I think his intent was good. But him still peddling the vaccines today...
What is the intent that's good for the vaccine? What is good about it? Tell me, please.
If it were a real vaccine, the intent was good. These aren't real vaccines, though.
No, and I'm agree with you on that one. And originally, Trump didn't support the vaccine at the beginning. I believe he was just under pressure politically to finally support it.
Well, he created Operation Warp Speed. And I think his intention was good. And if we would have gotten real vaccines that actually make you immune, like a polio vaccine or TB or measles or real vaccines,
to tell you,
this
is a mutagen. It was a mutagen. And I was advised because Brother V explained it to me because I was told it was a gene therapy. And then the story keeps changing. Oh, you're not going to get so sick now in the hospital. And then when we really analyze the statistics that are now coming out, it's actually the vaccinated people that are now dying. Children are having heart attacks. And going back to the issue that you're talking about, oh, you're an anti-Semitic. How can I be an anti-Semitic when I never understood where the Palestinians did the Holocaust to these Jewish people? Because I don't understand why they're killing them like left and right Israeli snipers killing their children. And it's the biggest outdoor prison on the planet. No one says one word about that topic. And if you're just
ignoring the thousands of rockets they endlessly send into Israel, killing innocent men, women, and children. But when an Israeli strike...
I know this is one of those heated topics here, but we do have to take the top of the hour break here, and we'll be right back. You can stay on the line if you want to, but we have to take this break. So stay
tuned,
everybody.
No problem. Okay.
United States government to call the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.